And then I started hearing about forest monasteries. I said, oh, okay, I'd like to check that out. So hearing about Ajahn Chah. So I'll go and visit that monastery. There was something that was pulling me. And then shortly after I arrived, it was a full moon in February. And in those days, that was the time when there weren't that many branch monasteries in that day, but that, still there was starting to be these satellite monasteries affiliated with Ajahn Chah, maybe about 15, 16 of them. And so they would gather, and then all the lay people would gather. So there was, gosh, there was a couple hundred monks, and then all the lay people, hundreds and hundreds. And I was sort of, wow, this is amazing. But and it was something that was quite... you know, you could sort of see this is really vibrant, and then you see on a weekly basis the lay community would be, you know, coming. One, they come every day anyway. Not numbers, not so much, but on a weekly basis, they're coming and listening to teachings, chanting, meditating, spending the night in the monastery, and then leaving the next morning, so that you get quite a large number of people in the monastery. So it's like, and so it's just freely available. And